Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you. It's kind of my favorite place to be in the mornings. And I have some news to bring to you that you're probably not going to hear on the mainstream media. Now, you might have heard some of them, but I don't think you're going to hear the majority of it on mainstream media because they don't want you to hear these things. And we're still going to be talking about, because we want to keep that out there, we want to keep it hot, we want to keep it heated up, about Planned Parenthood. So we will touch on that a little bit today and then maybe a little bit more tomorrow in depth. But I'm going to wage a campaign against all this, and I'll let you know how that's going to go here in another week. But I'm going to wage my own campaign against anyone who supports Planned Parenthood. Now, this is the absurdities that we have in this nation. We are such a politically correct and driven people, well, some of us, that we go to the side of total ridiculous absurdities. Now, I watched Colonel North on a panel, a week ago, last week sometime. And he did not blame the administration so much for what's happening with the military as he did the ones who are in charge of the military. And he had a line, which I didn't write it down and I wished I would, but it was a line saying that their duty as leaders is to protect those men, protect the soldiers. They're not all men, excuse me. And I thought, well, that's, he's kind of hitting that pretty hard, and I agreed with him. Because, you know, we always point to the White House, regardless of who's in there, we always point to the White House as being the one causing all the trouble. Well, he is causing a whole bunch of gob of trouble. But all these that are going along with the absurdities, they're the ones we need to blame. Well, here is an article that says the Navy wants to charge officer who fired at Islamic jihadist in the Chattanooga to save the others. He had his personal gun with him, which he wasn't supposed to, and he fired back. And now they want to bring charges against him. Let me share just part of this article with you. It says, in a twisted view of justice, the Navy wants to charge Lieutenant Commander Timothy White for illegally discharging a firearm on federal property in an attempt to stop the Islamic jihadist who murdered five of his military brothers. Now think of the absurdity there. He's protecting the military brothers, and they want to bring charges against him. We can't seem to admit that this guy was a terrorist that went in there and attacked our people, our soldiers, our military. No, but we're going to attack one of our own because he didn't follow the rules. The rules that are stupid in the first place. A Navy officer and Marine reportedly returned fire at the shooter who killed five service members in Chattanooga, Tennessee, even though current policy does not permit military members to carry firearms on facilities such as those where the attack occurred. Now, the more we talk about this, the more they are targets. The more that our military or our administration comes out and says, we're not going to let them have guns, the more they're going to be targets. Something seems a little bit wrong about that. Said the center's commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Timothy White, used his personal firearm to engage the shooter during the attack, according to sources quoted in the Navy Times. A report from the Washington Post said that one of the Marines killed in the shooting might have been carrying a 9mm Glock and possibly returned fire as well. The Navy officer would face disciplinary action for violating policy about possessing a weapon on the facility that was supposed to be a gun-free zone. Well, many of you, I'm sure, are like me. You really love Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. And he comes out and he says, "Ladies and gents, resulting from the text message I received yesterday, I can confirm that the United States Navy is bringing charges against Lieutenant Commander Timothy White for illegally discharging a firearm on federal property. What kind of," he calls them, "freaking idiots are in charge of our armed forces? Pardon me," he says, "but our unarmed forces, what would they prefer that Abdulaziz had been able to kill all the Marines and sailors at the Navy Support Reserve Center? Would that have made them happy? Let me draw an interesting contrast. Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus is more concerned about lifting the ban on transgendered sailors. Mabus has a problem in that for the first time since 2007, the U.S. Navy will not have a carrier battle group operating in the Persian Gulf. But this knucklehead has no problem with a Navy seeking to destroy the career of a sailor, a commander of an installation, returning fire against an Islamic jihadist attack. I do not care if it was his personal weapon. He deserves a medal for facing the enemy." Now, this article isn't terribly lengthy, but this says here, so let me get this straight. Lieutenant Commander White utilized his God-given right to carry a firearm in violation of the tyrants in Washington's violation of the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, engaged the enemy that was out to kill his brothers, and the Navy wants to charge him with a crime? Everything in me wants to demand, now this is from the writer Tim Brown, that the American people flood the city of Chattanooga and openly protest and demand that whosoever is pushing for this man to be charged be immediately dishonorably discharged and charged with crimes against the people of the United States. Now that may seem hard and harsh, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's exactly what's going on. You and I are the targets. Our military are the targets. When they tell you you do not have a right to defend yourself, you are a target. And your rights and your liberties are being taken away, all for the pretense of political correctness. He goes on to say, "This, my friends, is the kind of mentality that the Obama administration and the Marxist communists and the Islamics have brought with them into our country. And I can tell you it is part of God's judgment." And he's quoting Deuteronomy 20. But I'm going to say it is also a reality of who they are and what they stand for. They do not stand for the people of the United States. I wrote a blog last week. And I've been a little disappointed because not very many people have been clicking on it. Oh, they'll click like, but I don't think they're reading it. But it was titled "Obama, the Lionhearted." He came out against what happened with Cecil the Lion, which was wrong. Poaching is wrong. He will not defend our military. He will not defend Kate or anyone else who's killed by illegal aliens. He constantly supports all that goes against the rights of the citizens of the United States and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Now, when we come back, I have another absurdity about gun control that I want to share with you. The lines are open. It's not free for all Friday, so keep it on task with whatever I'm talking about, if you would, please, at 877-895-5410. If you call every day, give somebody else an opportunity as well, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three bets and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I started out in the first segment telling you about the Navy that's going to bring charges against Lieutenant White, Lieutenant Commander Timothy White, because he dared to carry his own weapon onto a facility that is a gun-free zone. Now, this is a military. They are trained. They know what to do. They know how to protect. And we have left them to be targets. And the more we talk about how we're not going to allow them to defend themselves, the more they become targets. So he's going to be charged. And the man writing this article says the one who's charging him needs to, the people of the United States need to get behind this military, folks. We need to get behind them. We need to make our voices heard. And yes, it will make a difference. Don't tell me it won't. There's an election year coming up. It's going to make a difference for a time anyway. So then we have Chris Matthews. Now, I have said, I have said many, many times there's only one reason, and you know this to be true, there's only one reason for government leaders to want to disarm their citizens. It's called control. It's called getting away with tyranny. They don't want you armed. They don't want the military armed. There's a reason they don't want those guys to carry their guns, because they know how to use them. Well, Chris Matthews, he says, if you don't support gun control, then you support the assassination of Obama. Now, you know, the others on the other side that don't think, they think we're nuts if we want to carry a gun. They think we're paranoid. Well, now here's your paranoia right here, and here's your reasons. In a closing commentary on Wednesday, Hardball's Chris Matthews ranted that opposing gun control could lead to the assassination of a future American president or politician. Matthews fumed that he supports new restrictions because the next mass shooter could well emerge out of this pack of the politically nutty. So you and I are the politically nutty. Oh, I'd just love to have some of these guys in a room. Not necessarily to shoot them. I'm not talking about that. They make absolutely no sense. Of course, you're never going to get them to sit down and say, okay, tell me constitutionally where you think you can make these statements. Tell me constitutionally where you think you can take my gun away. Tell me constitutionally. So what he says here is he lobbied, check the shooters of John F. Kennedy, Gerry Ford, who got shot at twice. Look at the men that shot Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and George Wallace. They all had political motives and they all had guns. In the very next sentence, Matthew sneered, if you're not against the movement, you're with it. The Second Amendment means absolutely nothing to the leftists, to the liberals. I don't want to just say Democrats, because I know I have Democrat friends that don't feel this way. I know I have friends who are registered Democrats that don't feel this way. So it's for their safety, not for ours. That's what I'm hearing out of this. It has nothing to do. Taking away your guns has nothing to do with your safety. It has everything to do with their safety. Think about that now. I think that's interesting, and it's what we've suspected all along. Now, Chris Matthews isn't a politician, but he's representing them. He's protecting them. You need to have your guns taken away from you. We need stricter gun control so you don't get on your high horse, you politically nutty people, and shoot a politician. Now, I'm not for shooting a politician, but I am for holding them accountable. And there are some of them that need to be criminally charged and brought up and indicted and thrown in prison. It's not about your safety. It's about their safety. Controlling your guns has nothing to do with your safety or your children's safety or people at the mall's safety. It has everything to do with their safety. So they're willing to sacrifice you. They're willing to sacrifice our soldiers. They're willing to sacrifice whoever, as long as they don't get shot. Moving on. Now, the White House has come out, and maybe you saw this. I try really hard, and I had a family in this weekend. We had lost a friend locally and attended a funeral together. And I try to kind of take a break from some of the news over the weekend. So if this was on the news, I missed it. But I did find it when I was searching. I do search on the World Wide Web. I just try not to watch it on TV too much. But apparently the White House has come out, and this is dated July 30th, which was last Thursday, that the body part videos are fake from the Planned Parenthood. They're fake. And they know they're fake because Planned Parenthood said so. So I thought I would share this with you. Another cover-up, another absurdity, another proof that they don't care about justice. They do not care about life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. And no, they do not care about women. Don't be deceived. They do not care about women. It says, the tactics we've seen from extremists on the right. The White House expressed its firm belief Thursday that recently released videos attacking Planned Parenthood are fraudulent. Their source? Planned Parenthood. Josh Earnest, we've all seen him, the White House press secretary, was speaking with reporters when they raised the matter of the videos released by the Center for Medical Progress. They don't like those people, which appear to show Planned Parenthood officials discussing the sale of fetal organs for profit, a violation of federal law. He claimed the videos were released in a fraudulent way with not a lot of evidence behind them. There is ample reason to think that this is merely the... I cannot believe their rhetoric. Let me read this to you. There is ample reason to think that this is merely the tried and true tactic that we've seen from extremists on the right to edit their videos, selectively release this edited version of the video that grossly distorts the position of the persons that actually speaking. This is coming from Earnest. Josh Earnest. But Earnest indicated that the reason he thought the videos were fraudulent was because, well, Planned Parenthood had told him so. Oh. Well, if they said so, you know, they didn't commit a crime. If they said they didn't commit a crime, Planned Parenthood has indicated that exactly what occurred here. And any review of the policy that the Planned Parenthood says they implement indicates the views expressed all the videos, and at least that they're pictured on the videos, is entirely inaccurate. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain, as they said on The Wizard of Oz. Well, this is what I'm suggesting, and nobody else has suggested this. I said this the first day I heard of this. I shared this. Audit them. Audit all of the Planned Parenthood clinics, audit each and every one of them, and audit every company they do business with. Find out for sure what's happening to the tissues. Find out for sure where their money's coming from, besides the 41% that you and I are being forced to pay. Yes, we're being forced to do that. We have no say-so. And Congress does, and they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing. We have a caller that is from South Dakota. We have Terry. Terry, how are you today? Oh, I apologize. We'll talk about that here in just a second. They're sending me a message, and I haven't got a chance to read it. I apologize for that. Well, what is going on here is what I believe they should do is to audit every one of the Planned Parenthood clinics. Audit them as a clinic individually and audit them as a whole, Planned Parenthood. And then audit each and every company, that does business with them needs to be audited. We need to find exactly where the money is going and coming from. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, what I had earlier was a gentleman that didn't really want to come on the air and speak, but what he wanted to say is, why is it, how come you never hear of mass shootings at police stations? You know, they've got lots of guns there. Why don't you ever hear of that? Well, I think the reason is pretty obvious. Pretty obvious. We have Gabriella from Missouri. Gabriella, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. You're really hitting all my buttons today. So I have first a comment about the Planned Parenthood topic, and then I also have something I'd like to mention about the gun topic.
Okay.
First of all, with Planned Parenthood, apparently our dictator-in-chief already intends on vetoing any stopping of funding to Planned Parenthood.
Vetoes can be overridden.
Well, have you ever seen them try it?
Yes, I have, but they can be done.
Well, I think we need to push for it.
I think
so. And the second thing is, a lot of people who don't want to participate in enabling the Planned Parenthood to continue may not realize that all the money they donate through United Way, they also pay Planned Parenthood. So if you have some specific charity you'd like to contribute and you've been doing it through United Way, you may just want to donate directly to that charity, because United Way will tell you you can designate your funding to not go to Planned Parenthood, but realistically, that just frees other funds to go to it.
You know, United Way goes to companies, and they kind of, they talk them into it. They schmooze them into making, it's almost mandatory for employees to give to United Way anymore.
Exactly.
And so what we need to do there is we need to talk to the employers and tell them, you know what? This organization funds Planned Parenthood and murders and everything else. I've not liked United Way for a very long time, so I don't give. And I had the fortune, I was fortunate to work for Derry Brownfield, who didn't give to any charities, at least not through work. And so I didn't have to deal with that, but others do.
Well, and I've worked for companies who refuse to bring anybody else in for payroll deduction charities other than United Way.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They kind of bully their way in and schmooze and whatever, and they are pretend to be a great organization when they're not.
Well, and another thing I wanted to mention, I don't know if you heard about the gentleman in Kentucky who has been arrested and charged with a crime for shooting at a drone that was hovering over his backyard where his underage daughters were sunbathing.
That wasn't recent, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I remember one being shot at here. It's been several months back, but no, I guess
no.
I didn't see this one.
This was in Kentucky, and I believe it was just the last couple of days, and he was charged with taking out this drone that was clearly invading his space.
Who owned the drone?
It was a privately owned drone. It was a neighbor, apparently, who said he just wanted pictures of another neighbor's house, but he seemed to maybe stop and focus on the underage daughter sunbathing. And I don't care. It still went over his property where he could shoot it with a shotgun, so it's pretty low.
I'm okay with that. Really am.
Yeah, I am, too. I'm upset that he's been charged.
It's just another way of being a peeping Tom, isn't it?
It is, and it's also you know, similar to this Navy person who's going to be investigated. We have got, again, to stop being uncomfortable with protecting ourselves. It's our right. We don't have the Secret Service that, by the way, we pay for the higher up.
Yeah, if they're going to disarm everyone, let's disarm all the Secret Service first.
Yeah, let's disarm them, and they have to live like the rest of us, where you can't carry a cop in your pocket.
And these Hollywood movie stars with their bodyguards. Let's disarm them.
Right. And then one more thing I wanted to mention is they're attacking this Navy officer is so typical of what's gone on. I mean, you can go back to Linda Tripp and the Ludinsky scandal. You can talk about the Ferguson police officer and now the investigators, again, for Planned Parenthood. They actually are tied in together in that respect, that we're constantly going after the whistleblowers who should be the people who are protected. And the Navy officer would likely be dead if he hadn't had his own weapon to protect at least himself.
Or some others, too. I mean, we lost
exactly.
Five.
Exactly.
I understand. Gabriella, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
And my next, it just happens to be that my next article I was going to share with you is something else that I think you won't see on mainstream media. So she mentioned United Way, which has a lot to do with the UN. Well, incredulous UN, they've decided to ban any criticism of Islam. Now, it doesn't matter if you criticize Christians. It doesn't matter if you criticize the Jews, Israel. But by golly, do not criticize Islam. Now, I want you to stop and think about that, my friends. Think about that really hard for just a moment. Now, here it goes. The Human Rights Council, that's ironic, isn't it? At the United Nations has now banned any criticism regarding Sharia law and human rights in the Islamic world. Well, they're not going to ban Beth Ann. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Not going to happen. According to President Doro Ramulus, I don't know how to pronounce these names, I just apologize. And following the efforts of the delegates from Egypt, Pakistan, and Iran, the council will no longer tolerate criticism of either Sharia or specific fatwas in the name of human rights. Well, it shouldn't be in the name of human rights because they are anything but protecting human rights. They don't believe any human has a right unless you are Islam, unless you are Muslim. You don't deserve any rights. You are infidels. You deserve to die. So, in saying that, you know, they can't do that in the name of human rights, it's kind of ironic. It's an ironic statement. We've gotten a lot of that lately, haven't we? In many parts of the Islamic world, it is becomingly increasing clear not only that the Quran and the Hadith are considered sacrosanct in their perfection, but also the various implementations of these teachings known as Sharia law. So they consider those perfect. Whereas the laws that you and I follow, according to Christianity, or those who believe in just the Old Testament, those laws are flawed. No evolution or refinements are required, no matter that nearly every Muslim sect or group has a differing interpretation of God's given Sharia law. They fight one another over their interpretations, folks. So here we are, the UN, which gets most of its money from the United States, is going to ban any criticism of Islam. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm thinking that my local gun range should have a sign, wanted clueless liberals to sit down at the end. Chairs will be provided.
They can watch for a time, for a short time.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
yeah, downrange.
So
but
what do you...
You just hit me with something that it amazes me. If you go back and read the original UN Charter and you read the original goals of the UN and what they were setting out to do and what they wanted to do for mankind, Islam law is the absolute opposite of that.
It absolutely is. But don't criticize
it. Why are they supporting it? It's unbelievable.
Well, I think we know why.
Yeah.
I think we know why. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate
your
call.
Good one.
All right. All right. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I have something else that you're not going to hear. And this is going on, of course, in the state of California. And it's a land grab. Well, it's not really a land grab. It's a money grab. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, you'll hear things here you're not going to hear on Main Street Media. And that's, I think, a good thing. So here we have in the state of California, this has to do with businesses and property rights. It's a new program adopted by the city of Oakland, California. If you're listening there, give us a holler. To force builders to fund projects by artists who are chosen by the city and is being challenged in federal court now, where the builders have filed a lawsuit alleging violations of the Constitution's First and Fifth Amendments. Now, I meant to bring those in here so I could read them. So hang on a second, because I've got them up here on my computer. Let's read the Fifth. We know what the First. Let's read the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces or in the militia. Now, do you notice they had those separate? When in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor by deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Now, that was an awful lot in the Fifth Amendment. So I'm not sure how they're putting this together. But what is happening is they're being forced to contribute an extra fee that'll go to this artwork. So their businesses are being forced to do this. And it's to the point, of course, we already know the state of California is broke. So I guess it's more important for them to do this than it is to encourage businesses. And, of course, the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. It says the case has been brought by the Pacific Legal Foundation on behalf of the Bay Area Building Industry Association, whose members are being required to pay an additional 1% of the cost of any commercial project to a city-picked artist. Now, think about that. You're going to build a building, but you've got to pay an extra 1% to a city-picked artist. For residual projects, it's half of that, but still can add hundreds of thousands of dollars to a cost of a large development, and this is what their complaint is. The new city demand for payments imposed just months ago violates the Fifth Amendment's ban on uncompensated takings of the First Amendment's prohibition against compulsory speech, the legal term is arguing. So that's how they're going down with this. Now think about that. As if you're in construction or you're in building or any other business and you have to get a permit from the city to conduct your business or a license to conduct your business. And on top of this now, they want to charge you an extra 1% or even a half a percent specifically to go to a city-picked artist. First of all, everybody has different opinions of what art is. Second of all, why can't the city take care of their artists? Charge for the viewings. Charge for the museums. And even at that, the taxpayers paid for that. The taxpayers pay for the museums. The taxpayer, you know, this statement by Obama and Elizabeth Warren, that you didn't build it by yourself, that is an out-and-out lie. Who do they think they are, and where do they think their money comes from? Now, I have another article we're not going to have time to get to, but it's talking, and I'll be here with you tomorrow, but it's talking about Social Security going bankrupt in about 12 to 13 years. Well, basically, they're really already bankrupt, because that's money you've put in, and they've been spending. And anytime they want to threaten you, that's where they go. They threaten your Social Security. They threaten your Medicare. They threaten those things that you actually paid for. Every dime they spend is yours. When they give money to the UN, it's your money. They make no money. They make no money. They produce nothing. All they do in D.C. is extract from you. And then they take your money and they do things with it you would not approve, such as Planned Parenthood. 41% of their money comes from you. And they take that. And they don't care how you feel emotionally. They take that and they make it a profitable business by selling the parts of babies, aborted babies, that they're telling these women who are desperate and downtrodden, it's just tissue. It's just tissue. Well, it's tissue with organs and fingers and toes and eyes and a brain and a heart. It's just tissue. In the next week, I'm going to come up with a campaign. Next week and a half, maybe. It might take me 2 weeks to get it together. But it's going to be a strong campaign, as strong as I can make it here on CSC Talk Radio, to go against anybody. I'm going to challenge anybody who is for Planned Parenthood. I have another very lengthy article here about, will women really lose out if Planned Parenthood closes? well, they'll be better off without Planned Parenthood. And we as a nation will be better off if we stop killing the future generations of this nation and start recognizing how valuable life truly is and start standing on our Christian principles as a nation, which is where our laws came from, originated from. It's time for each and every one of us to make some noise. And we need to make some noise. And we need to come together. At least this hour of every day, we need to come together and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.